Let's see what's cooking in the world of business. Andrew Kelleher is with us from JMI Wealth. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Tim.
Big pickup in border crossings. Net migration not growing, though. You've got some numbers for travel and migration.
Yeah, lots of talk at the moment, isn't it, about the border reopening and the resurgence of the ability of people to move. Now, the border isn't completely sort of open yet. July is when we start to see more unhindered movement. There's also this concern, isn't there, in the background, Tim, about the potential brain drain as particularly our young people sort of start to stretch their legs again and head off on their OE. So we'll be looking to see evidence of that. We can very closely see evidence of that in the official figures over the rest of 2022. But yes, yesterday Stats New Zealand released migration travel numbers for April, and numbers for April looking relatively balanced, I think. Net long-term loss of 81 people. I think that's reasonably close to balance for the month. But on an annual basis, however, the direction is still negative. A net loss of 8,668 people in the 12 months to the end of April. Remember, these are provisional numbers. The picture only really becomes clear over time, although we've got reasonably high levels of confidence. So we're seeing a continuation of some interesting trends. April 22, migrant arrivals, 46,500 people. That's actually 13% lower than April 21. So fewer migrant arrivals than this time last year. And the net number is still being driven by a net loss of non-New Zealand citizens. And that's quite a significant reversal from the pattern that we've seen for decades, really, which was a net gain of non-New Zealand citizens. Now, the number of border crossings has increased substantially. April 22, you saw over 250,000 border crossings. That's the highest number we've seen since March 2020. So we are traveling again, we are crossing the border again. But I just want to put this into perspective. If I go to pre-COVID, you know, what was that number in April 2019? 1.2 million border crossings. So it just staggering swings, really, and continues to highlight the incredibly difficult circumstances that we've got for tourism-related businesses. At this stage, it's Trans-Tasman traffic that's still driving travel numbers. Look, we have got these skill shortages locally, Tim, and last week OECD put out the economic report, included comments on countries, and they called this out in regard to New Zealand. I do want to highlight this. Their words: to ease inflationary pressures and skill shortages in the short term, the government should facilitate the inflow of migrant workers after the full border opening in July 2022 by ensuring the smooth implementation of the new work visa and employee accreditation scheme. So we will wait and see on that one.
That was a job for Mr. Farfoy, wasn't it?
That's right. Not anymore. Right.
Okay. And Mr. Hipkin. We will look at that one a little later this morning with an immigration lawyer. On the markets, whoa, volatility.
Yeah, no, this is not good. This is not good. Take a seat, everyone. Market volatility continues. It looks very ugly out there this morning, sort of matches our weather. Big sell-off in the US on Friday night led to an ugly day on the New Zealand share market yesterday, although we recovered slightly into the close. Finished down 1.9%. We were getting towards 2.5% fall at one stage. Unfortunately, some very weak trading overnight on Wall Street again. We're currently looking at a sort of a 2.9% fall in the S&P 500. The NASDAQ at one stage down almost 4%. It's 3.8 now. So if the market closes here in US dollar terms, that's a bear market. That's a 20% fall from the recent high in December 21. If you look at the New Zealand dollar terms, 14.7%. That's because we've got a much weaker New Zealand dollar. It's at 0.6279 at the moment, so challenging recent lows. October last year, Kiwi was over 72 cents against the US dollar. Unfortunately, lower New Zealand dollar makes imported goods more expensive, not helpful on the inflation front. Interest rates, Tim, talked about this on Friday. They marched higher again yesterday. Significant moves higher in US interest rates overnight. They're back to levels we've not seen since 2007. So locally, we're going to see lower share market today. We're going to see higher interest rates. Could see further rise in fixed rate mortgages. It's all ugly. And if you're a Bitcoin investor, take a deep breath. Carnage in the last few days. Almost a 20% fall over the weekend. Bitcoin now trading at $23,500. Very difficult times in financial markets at the moment, Tim.
All right, quick blast through the numbers, please.
30,676 on the Dow. That's down 2.2%. 3,784 on the S&P 500. 3% fall there. NASDAQ, 10,909, a 3.8% fall there. The FTSE 100 down 1.5%, 7,205. The Nikkei down 3%. 26987. Shanghai Composite down 0.89, 3255. Yesterday, Aussies lost 1.25%, 6931. As I said, 1.9% fall on the NZX 50, 10,924. 0.6278 against the US for the Kiwi dollar, 0.9033 Aussie, 0.6008 euro, 0.5158 pounds, 84.17 yen. Gold, $1,828. And Brent crude stable, $122.40.
Thanks so much, Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, with us at News Talk ZB.